Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Power of Prayer, already in progress.
Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. I want to show you something in Ephesians 3:20. Go to Ephesians 3:20. We know if we live in unbelief, we don't get nothing from God, right? That's pretty clear. In other words, if we stay with the Lord, now unto him that is able to do exceeding. Now we're talking about the Lord here. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Just think, if you read that scripture and you say, I need a car. Or I need a job. Mike, if somebody walks up into your shop and says, Mike, I know you're a man of God. I need a job. What would you do? Amen. Amen. See, now that's where his faith at, see. I mean, now it hadn't been many years ago that Mike didn't have that kind of faith. It didn't have that kind of faith. You know, but now then, I mean, him and his wife now, I mean, they walk in faith, let me tell you. I mean, and of course, his wife's ahead of him, I'll say that. But Mike's getting there. I'm just kidding, y'all. They both are faith people. I'm telling you, if this couple prays for you, I guarantee they believe. Mike and Gracie have had some of the most awesome testimonies that have come out of their place of business when people come down there. They had a police officer come there one time. He was ready to hang up the whole deal, and he was ready to quit everything. And Mike told him, said, get in here in my office. We're going to kick this devil out of here. We're going to pray some prayers, and we're going to get something done. And boy, when they come in there, and they did what God says, and he boldly prayed that prayer of faith and asked the Lord to bless that police officer, put him in the right class in school and everything else instead of laying him off, giving him a better job. I mean, he went overboard and prayed. And everything Mike asked God to do came to pass for that man. Did it right? That prayer of a man of faith. And like I say, when we get men that's walking holy before God, that's hidden this word in their heart like he's hidden in his heart, whenever somebody comes in that's defeated, I don't care if it's a police officer, who it is, it doesn't make no difference. It's a human being. And when you got a man of God that can pray the prayer of faith like Mike can, he can bring you in there, he can pray for you, and God moved, he gave that guy the best job, he gave him an increase in pay. I don't even know what all it gave that guy.
20 miracles.
But it was how many miracles?
20
different miracles the guy got. All because of prayer. That power is the word of God. And here's where it's at. In this scripture we just read, look at this. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. In other words, he could have done 100 miracles, couldn't he, Mike? I mean, he only had to pray for about 20 or 30 or whatever he said. But after he prayed, most of us can't pray in one. Mike couldn't pray in one. But boy, now he don't have no problem because now he knows who this God is and he knows what God said in his word. And he's praying to this God, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. And then that last statement says, according to the power that worketh in us. Okay, let me ask you a question. What if you don't ever read the word? What is that power? It's the word. So if you never read the word, if you're living in the world, or you're too busy. Mike he was a good guy, but he was running a shop and he was too busy to study God's word. So he didn't have the word hidden in his heart. He didn't realize how important it was until he started coming here and listening to the word being taught. And now all of a sudden, something clicked. And he said, the reason I don't have this power is because I don't have the word in me. So I'm going to start hiding the word in my heart. And Mike and Gracie began to hide the word of God in their heart. They're just one couple out of many in this room today here that have done that. When you take that word and you hide that word in your heart, that power, when you've got that power where you can call forth the keys to the kingdom, you can see great things happen, can't you, Scott?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's another couple sitting right here. They've done the same thing. There's many of you in this room that have been healed or whatever. But when you learn that the keys to the kingdom is yours, that you can pray, and your Heavenly Father told you you could ask Him for anything, didn't He, Mike? So why would a man come into your office and he's all upset and he's ready to kill himself almost, he's that bad, he's that depressed, he's ready to hang up everything? And most people don't have that knowledge of the kingdom hidden in their heart. So by not having that in there, you say, well, let me help you. Maybe I can give you $50 or $100 or something. Maybe that'll help you out. That's not what's going to solve his problem. You may solve the problem for a few minutes. He may be able to go buy something he needed, or a hamburger or something if he's hungry and hadn't had nothing to eat. But it's okay to give him some money, but you want to make sure that you're teaching him the principles of the kingdom of God. So in other words, that young boy, you don't want to just give him a fish. You want to teach him how to go out there and throw that line in and catch a fish. Amen. And you know, when you go fishing, you know when I used to go fishing, I hardly ever caught anything, and I had no idea the keys to the kingdom and how they work. Somebody said, you went fishing? Yeah. I said, what do you expect to catch? I said, well, usually probably nothing. You see anything wrong with that already?
Oh, yeah.
See, y'all all picked up on that right off. But see, back in those days, I didn't know the keys to the kingdoms. I never had any idea. I'd say, yeah, I'm going fishing today. I guarantee I'm going to catch the big one. I'm going to catch that big boy today. I mean, the Lord's going to put him on my line. That fish and me, God, I'm out here fishing, and I'm going to catch that fish. Or just like I told some of y'all, didn't tell all of you, I don't think, that my son and his son, we're going to go deer hunting down on our place, down on the farm, here a few days ago. And when son Tim come by, I said, Dad, I'm going to take Preston, that's his son, we're going down to the farm, we're going to go deer hunting. This is Preston's first deer hunt. I said, well, son, let's take one of the keys of the kingdom and let's use it so we make sure he can get a couple of deer. I said, I'm going to take Matthew 18:19, one of the keys. Now, look at this wonderful scripture. Matthew 18:19. What does it say? Matthew 18:19. And what does it say?
If two or more are gathered in your name, you can ask.
We can ask for what?
Anything.
Now, wait a minute. Surely God didn't write a book and say we could just ask for anything. Surely it wouldn't have nothing to do with a deer hunt.
Yes, it does.
But what does anything include?
Anything.
It includes anything, right, Andy? So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:19, you said, if two of us agree about anything, so I said, my son's standing here with me, and I'm going to be in agreement with him that you're going to bring a deer. So I said, they're going down tomorrow afternoon. So when they get there and get in the hut or whatever they do, you know, walking around wherever they're going, I said, bring Preston a little buck. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I said, now then, they're going to go back out. I said, you're going out tomorrow, the next day? So yeah, we're going out the second day too, Dad. And it would be that morning, we've got to come home that afternoon so we can go back. I can get back to work and everything. And I said, okay, Father, according to Matthew 18:19, what did it say I could do? You really think Jesus really meant that?
Yeah.
So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:19, one of the keys to the kingdom that you give us, I'm asking you to put my son and his son in the right place and bring a little deer for them to get that first day. And then the next morning when they go out, bring another beautiful doe so they can get another one. And I said, thank you, Lord. So there are two deer they're going to get because they're going to hunt that afternoon and the next morning. Thank you, Lord, it's done. They come home the next afternoon. I said, well, he said, Dad, we got a little buck the first day and I got a big, nice, fat doe the second morning. Is that what we asked for? Now, see, that don't happen when you come in and say, well, I hope you all get a deer.
No.
Ain't no faith in that. You got to tell the king what you want. You want that power that's working in you. And you want to use that key that he's given you, right?
Yeah.
Now then, if we only could hide those keys in our heart and could believe them, what's impossible with our God?
Nothing.
So who's the problem then? Me and you, right? Isn't that sad? And another thing, a reason that we don't see him do a lot of these things is because we don't praise him enough. I want to confirm to you in the scripture what he said about praising him. If two of you on earth should agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Who would ever believe that you could go fishing and say, I'm going to catch the big one today? That big one can't get away. Somebody says, where did you learn something like that in the scripture? I said, well, Jesus told Peter to go down to the lake and throw the line in, and the first fish he caught, there'd be a coin in his mouth with enough gold to pay their taxes. Now did Jesus say that if you believe, truly, I tell you the truth, if you believe, not only shall you do what I have been doing, but greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name? Did he say that?
Yes.
So what's the problem? It's right here. You're right. Me and you, we're the culprits. The men are the culprits. We're not believing. We're not standing on God's word. Just like that 43-year-old young man yesterday, he said, well, my wife and I have 6 children. And he said, but there's a little something wrong with every one of them. Some little something here or there, whatever, you know, allergy, asthma, or whatever. Nothing major, serious, but they have problems. I said, let me tell you, son. I'm going to tell you what. First of all, I said, you know what Deuteronomy 6 says? He said, I do. I said, what does it say? He said, I heard that on one of your tapes. Deuteronomy chapter 6 says, I am to teach my children the principles of the kingdom. He said, when I lie down, when I sit down, when I'm standing up, I am to teach my children about God's word. I said, that's what it says. I said, are you doing that? He said, no. I said, so you're disobedient to the kingdom. So I said, God ain't going to do nothing good for you. You're a disobedient son. He told you what to do for your children. I said, if you don't do it, he ain't going to bless you. I said, those kids, he put some little sickness in every one of them. Because let me tell you where it works, son. At 43 years of age, if your children had nothing wrong with them. Now, you parents and all that have got kids, you will probably confirm this when I say this. If I got children and they're all healthy and they're all well and there ain't nothing wrong with none of them, and I got plenty of money in the bank, and my car is paid for, and my house payments are paid up, and I don't have a single need nowhere of no kind, am I looking for God? I have no needs whatsoever. I've done it all myself. You see what I mean? So am I searching for God? No, not on your life. I'm okay, Andy. I'm okay. I don't need God. I got this. You know, if he puts some kind of little sickness in every one of them, now then, they're here looking for God to get these kids healed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Power of Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.